Hello, listeners. I am Hazel Asino.
And I am Leslie Cañete. And welcome to Learn with Hale.
Welcome to our podcast and join us in the journey through the universe to discover amazing things together.
All right, welcome to our first episode.
Ooh, that's a cute background music we have.
Yes, partner, because for our first episode, we will be talking about stars.
Wow, stars? For sure, there will be a lot of listeners since we are all curious about stars.
You're right, partner. Back then when I was a kid, I was also curious about what the stars look like and how many stars are there in the sky.
How about now? Aren't you curious?
Well, I still am. That is why I am so excited right now.
Okay, I can see that and I can feel your excitement right now, huh? According to my research, astronomers estimated that there are approximately 200 billion trillion stars, or to put it in another way, there are 200 sextillion.
Oh, that's a lot. I read about that, but until now, I'm still in shock knowing that there's a lot of stars in the universe, and we can see them every night like glittering jewels in the sky. But they are actually giant balls of hot gas.
I never thought of that before, but they are so pretty. It doesn't look like a giant ball because the moon is much bigger as we see them. They even twinkle.
Right, partner? Just like what the song Twinkle Twinkle Little Star talks about.
Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Wow, what a great singer, huh? You may join the world of dance next time.
Stop it! Just continue.
Kidding aside, but I always thought that when they twinkle, they are like waving at us.
Well, stars twinkle because of Earth's atmosphere.
Huh? How?
I will give you an example. It's like looking at a shiny coin underwater. The light bends and wiggles as it passes through the air. The same with the stars at night. They don't really twinkle. They just appear like that because their light passes through our atmosphere or is affected by winds in the atmosphere.
It may seem like they are close, but stars are actually super far.
I agree, partner. Some stars are even millions and billions of miles away from us.
Wow, really mind-blowing. It's just like they are playing hide-and-seek with us. And I read that they also come in all sorts of shapes and colors.
Right. Some may thought that stars are literally in star shape and the only color is yellow, but in fact, it is not.
You're right, partner. Stars come in all sizes, colors, and temperatures. Some are big and blue. Some are small and red. We also have orange, yellow, green, and white, with red stars being the coolest and blue being the hottest.
The question is, can we visit stars just like the moon?
We wish, but we cannot visit stars just like the moon. Is it because, unlike the moon, stars are incredibly hot? It's like touching a giant oven.
Ooh, that's not a good idea.
Exactly, Hazel. It sounds painful. Some might ask, if stars are super far away, why do we have this thing called shooting star?
Actually, shooting stars are actually tiny bits of rock and dust burning up as they enter the atmosphere. It's like the nature's firework.
True. I can still remember that we have this, like tradition or habit that every time we see a shooting star, we make a wish. Have you experienced that, partner?
I do, up until now actually.
I agree. Hi, how I wish we could go back and be kid again. I would trade anything for that to happen again.
For real, partner. No worries or adult problems at all.
We still have a lot to share about Star.
Yeah, there's a lot that we still haven't shared yet, but at least we shared some facts about Stars.
Oh wait, can I add something? Just a trivia.
Okay, sure.
Did you know that our sun is also a star?
Yeah. Back when I was an elementary student, my science teacher told us.
Uh-huh. It is the closest star to us and is also the one who gives us light and warmth every day.
Indeed, a superstar.
Right. So, that's it for today's episode. On the next one, our topic could be constellations of stars.
Ooh, right. Patterns of stars, am I correct?
Yes, partner, you're right. There are many patterns of stars that some may not notice at night.
I'm so excited!
Me too! I guess we'll see you in our next episode. Until next time, keep learning and exploring.
And thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you learned something and come again to learn with Hale.
Remember, keep looking at the stars because you never know what wonders you might discover.